Trump executive order on defending women from gender ideology extremism. Basing federal policy on truth is critical. By Hannah Knudsen on January 21, 2025. President Donald Trump's executive order on defending women from gender ideology extremism makes it clear that basing federal policy on truth is critical for the health of the nation. Trump signed 118 executive orders, actions, and memoranda on January 20, 2025, his first day in office for his second term. One of those executive actions is titled, Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government. And it clearly outlines the purpose, focusing on many of the points Trump continued to make on the campaign trail as leftists fundamentally ignored the reality of biological truth these past 4 years. Across the country, ideologues who deny the biological reality of sex have increasingly used legal and other socially coercive means to permit men to self-identify as women and gain access to intimate single-sex spaces and activities designed for women. From women's domestic abuse shelters to women's workplace showers. The order reads, explaining that this is wrong and adding that such moves, namely, attempting to remove the reality of biological sex, fundamentally attack women by depriving them of their dignity, safety, and well-being. Related, America is back. Trump White House posts epic video on the Donald's return. The erasure of sex in language and policy has a corrosive impact not just on women but on the validity of the entire American system. Basing federal policy on truth is critical to scientific inquiry, public safety, morale, and trust in government itself. Trump's order reads, blasting the left for replacing the immutable biological reality of sex with an internal, fluid, and subjective sense of self unmoored from biological facts. Accordingly, my administration will defend women's rights and protect freedom of conscience by using clear and accurate language and policies that recognize women are biologically female, and men are biologically male, the order reads. Making it very clear that it is now the policy of the U.S. to recognize two sexes, male and female. These sexes are not changeable and are grounded in fundamental and incontrovertible reality. Under my direction, the executive branch will enforce all sex protective laws to promote this reality. It continues. The action orders the Secretary of Health and Human Services, slated to be Robert F. Kennedy Jr., to provide a clear public guidance on the definitions in the order. And it also orders agencies to remove policies, statements, and more that promote unscientific gender ideology. The order also makes it clear that federal funds shall not be used to promote gender ideology. The full order can be read here. It piggybacks off what Trump said in his inauguration speech, announcing, as of today, it will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female. The declaration follows years of the Biden administration not only promoting woke gender ideology and transgender issues on society but children specifically, even backing sex change procedures and drugs for minors and criticizing those who stood against the mutilation. Former President Biden even described those who were against it, such as the state of Florida as a whole, as cruel and close to sinful. See a full list of Trump's Day One executive actions here.